Thanks.
Okay. If a couple were kind of, well, they were going out together a lot. They seemed to be pretty serious about each other, and they were not dating any other people. You'd say they were
going steady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then they would call. They would say he was her.
I'd say he was her steady.
Okay, and they'd say she was his.
Steady.
Okay. If a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, oh, you've been
courting, smooching. Smooching.
Okay. If a couple were supposed to be engaged and this girl had agreed to marry this boy, and instead of marrying him, she ran off with somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
Jilted him.
Mm-hmm. And if she didn't jilt him, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be called the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride would be the
maid of honor.
Do you ever remember hearing of people, when people would get married, people having kind of a serenade, going to their house?
Yeah.
You know what that was called?
A chivalry.
Chivalry, right. Now, in terms of direction, in terms of how you would use up and down, in terms of direction, for example, a place south, like El Dorado, would you say somebody lives
down?
Down in El Dorado?
Down in El Dorado.
Does that, you would use it in
mm-hmm.
that way?
Mm-hmm.
How about, say, up, well, like, say, St. Louis, for example, would you say they live
up
in St. Louis? How about in terms of your street, where people...
Okay, I would say, like, up the street, she lives up the street, or they live down the street.
Okay. There's an expression in a commercial, somebody said, I can't believe I ate the something thing.
The whole thing.
Right. something that people do, they get out on a floor and move around, you'd say they're going to a...
Dance?
Mm-hmm. If children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school...
is out.
Mm-hmm. And after vacation, they start saying, well, when does school...
starts.
And if a boy left home in the morning to go to school and he went fishing instead, you'd say he
played hooky.
Mm-hmm. And people go to school in order to get
educated.
Mm-hmm. To get an
education.
Right. And after high school, some people go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
elementary
or the
grade school.
Mm-hmm.
First grade.
Uh-huh. Okay, the things that children sit on in school are called,
I call them seats.
Okay. and another
desk.
Right.
That's it. Desk.
And each child would have his own individual
desk.
A building that's built especially for books is called a
library?
I think I used to call them seats, too, come to think of it. Yes, I think about it. You mail a package at the
post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
About
or hotel.
Mm-hmm. If people wanted to go see a play or a movie, they go to a
theater.
Mm-hmm. And you have an operation in the
hospital.
And the woman who might look after you in a hospital would be
nurse.
And people catch a train at the
depot.
And another thing, you might call it a rail.
Railway station.
Railway station. An area right around courthouse, grassy area right around courthouse.
The courtyard.
Mm-hmm. Right.